I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. Next week will mark the opening of the 2018 fall trout stocking, an annual tradition which has some changes for this year. I'll tell you about those coming up in a moment. Fall trout stocking in West Virginia dates way back decades, and trout program leader Jim Hedrick tells me from what he's been able to learn, it all started as a way to create more opportunity for sportsmen.
Originally, the fall stocking was kind of established. Of course, you know, this was before my time, but my understanding is it was established in the fall to kind of correspond with small game season. Squirrel season and bow season came in near that time. And just to try to give, our sportsmen kind of like a double, so they could not only hunt, but there would be freshly stocked fish that they could angle as well.
And it's always been the week of Columbus Day to start, but as you can tell this year, that's been delayed a full week. Hedrick explains why.
Flow will not be an issue this year, but most years it is. And a lot of times our hatchery staff have to pick and choose where they stock the trout in the streams. They can't stock all the stocking locations, because a lot of times the water is too shallow, so they have to pick pools. The other thing that we run into, and happened the last couple years, is trying to stock some of the locations. The water temperatures are still very warm oftentimes, and we've had some fish to die after the stocking, and we don't want that to happen either.
And there are some hatchery reasons as well.
We also a lot of times have a difficult time if the brood stock starts spawning a little later, naturally from one year to the next, it can change a little bit. A lot of times our staff has a really hard time getting all those spawn and put out the anglers. And
although the streams don't change much from year to year, this year there have been some adjustments.
This year we have added a couple. We've included Kekapin State Park Lake. It's spring fed up there, and I think that by the delay in a week of stocking that will also be available. And we've also added the north branch of the Potomac in Mineral County down in the Barnum area. That was not on the fall stocking schedule, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure why. That's a perfect location.
It's true. The wildlife calendar indicated this week would be the week, but that was printed with the traditional date before the decision to delay was made. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.